Namaste. Welcome to Buddha's teaching. My name is Soti Tim. First of all, I like to pay respect to the Triple Gems. I like to pay respect to the Buddha. I like to pay respect to the Dharma. And I like to pay respect to the Sangha. Hello again, everybody. It's good to meet you again, which means I'm still alive and so are you. So in our quest to understand what this life is all about, what the mind is all about, what is everything is all about, we continue to study about our mind. And everything points to one direction. It's just that there are many, many ways to approach it, to access it. You know, the different ways are like the different keys to different people. So certain people, one person can get to realize certain things in or his own way, and another person get to understand it in his or her own unique way. There's no one same way for everybody. But ultimately, everyone will get to the truth, the final, the ultimate truth, which is the same. But how you get to that point is different for everybody. Because, as you know, we are all, in a way, sort of unique due to our different level, different karma, different upbringing, the society, and so on and so forth. So we, our mind is developed differently for each and every one of us. So that's why there need to be many talks, many kinds of pointing, variety of pointing, but all the pointing should be pointing to just one ultimate truth. And that ultimate truth is to understand our very own mind. As we know, the mind runs the world, right? The mind is everything. Without the mind, there's no world, there's nothing. Because that is it. And because of that, we know that everything in the world that is going on right now, as the mind becomes more powerful, as the mind becomes more knowledgeable, with all the advanced knowledge and technology, the world is becoming more sort of dangerous because, you know, as you all know, the mind capabilities of what the mind can do. So understanding our own mind is the only way if there's any hope, it's the only way to save or to help humanity. And it has to be done one person at a time. There is no other way around it. So it has to start with each and every one of us. it has to start with you. It has to start with me. In order to have peace, to bring peace into this world, we all need to have peace inside of us first. If we suffer, the world suffers with us. If we are at peace, the world will be at peace with us. So it is very important that we start where we need to start, which is ourselves. Okay? That is the unique teaching of the Buddha. You don't start solving issue, trying to change people, but you need to start with ourselves. We need to start with ourselves to understand what this mind is doing. And once we understand that, and then we can bring peace to others. We can bring peace to the world. Okay. If we don't look at the power of one person who cannot bring peace to the world and instead bring war, bring suffering to the world, it all come from the mind, right? So your mind, my mind, that's where we all need to concentrate on. So as we continue, in my last episode, I'll touch on a few of the verses, the uttering of the Buddha, and I know that there's some more stuff that I can expand, like the verse, the pair verse number 3 and number 4. So the verse number 3 is this: he abused me, he struck me, he overpowered me, he robbed me. Those who harbor such thoughts do not still their hatred. Okay, so that's verse number 3. And verse number 4 goes like this. Start out the same. He abused me, he struck me, he overpowered me, he robbed me. Those who do not harbor such thoughts still their hatred. That, for a lot of people, is hard to swallow, right? Because if somebody abuse you, if somebody hurt you, physically, somebody did something to you, right? Somebody robbed you, steal you, steal stuff from you, and all that. And how can you not have hatred toward that person? Right? And it's because of that, right? Because of that, your mind is disturbed. Your mind is angry. Your mind is upset. Okay? Your mind would be full of hatred. Right? Because there's no way you're gonna, that how can you just do nothing? Okay, so that's a question that a lot of people ask. Well, if somebody do bad things to you, why can't you just do nothing and let people do whatever? Okay, so that would be the question that a lot of people raised. Okay, and so why did the Buddha say that? So why did the Buddha say, well, even though people, when a person say he abused me, struck me, overpowered me, robbed me, those who harbor such thoughts do not steal their hatred. Why did the Buddha say that? All right, so let's dive into that a little bit more. Okay, so all of our emotion, as we know, is based on our mind, right? It comes from our mind, our sixth sense. Okay, so the mind or our sixth sense is the core, the origin of all of our emotion that we have. Okay, so now if you follow me so far, notice that I've been saying our mind, your mind, my mind. Okay, the mind that belongs to you, the mind that belongs to me. Okay, remember that. The mind that belongs to you, the mind that belongs to me, our mind. Okay? Now, what that implies is that your mind belongs to you means you are not your mind. Okay, your mind, meaning that the mind belongs to you. Okay, you are not the mind. But that's where people get mixed up. That the mind is who they identify themselves with. Okay, whatever the emotion of the mind arise, that's who they are. So people becomes the mind, people becomes the thought, people becomes that feeling. Okay, and that's where we cannot see the reality of things. You see how close that is? It's very close to us. We've been saying it, but we're not aware of it. Okay, your mind, my mind. So when we say that, okay, I'm going to repeat it again because it is important. That mind belongs to you, but that mind is not you. Okay, so let's say, think of someone who you like. See, I don't know who your idol is, the person you like or you love, okay? Whether he or she is a famous pop star, movie star, singer, whoever, okay? Now, if I have a conversation with you, okay, and bring up that person's name, okay? Because before that, you're just there, you. But when I bring up the person's name, it brings joy into you, right? You become happy. You are glad to hear the name of the person or the history about the person, right? Or about whatever about the person that you admire, that you love, and you feel happy. You feel joyful, right? So notice that mind, okay? When you hear something good, you see somebody good, the happiness arise. Okay? Happiness arise. Now, ask yourself this question. Did I do that? Or the mind does that by itself? Did I tell myself, oh, I hear that same, okay, now I'm gonna make myself happy? Did you say that to yourself, or did the mind just react naturally by itself? Happiness just arises by itself. Okay? You go to work, and then your boss say, hey, congratulations, you get a promotion. Big raise in your salary. Okay? 5%, 10%, or big bonus. Happiness arise. Right? Happiness arise. Did you do that, or did your mind react automatically like that? See, that's something very important for you to figure out. Okay? Did you say, I'm gonna be happy? I'm gonna make myself happy when they do this, when they... So, were you prepared? In another word, were you prepared to be happy, or that happy feeling arise by itself in your mind? When the ears hear the sound that it brings into the mind, and the mind interprets it as something good. Okay, so when your ears hear the sound was just a sound, but the sound got interpreted inside, in that mind, in the sixth sense, okay, and it interpreted as something good, something of beneficial. So when it interpreted like that, then that happy emotion arise within you. Okay? See? So the mind works like that. And it has nothing to do with you. That's your mind, but that's not you. You see? You cannot tell your mind not to be or what, to do this, do, you know. The mind goes like that. Right? The same thing the other way. If you hear or you see somebody you don't like, or bad news or whatever, then your mind react negatively. Okay? Because let's say you want something and you don't get what you want, then your mind react negatively. Right? And then that negative feeling arise within you. For most of the people say or think that they are doing the being mad, being angry or upset. Okay? When you angry or upset or whatever, are you doing it, or the mind is doing it? Okay? See, if you just sit there and nothing happened, let's say you sit there in neutral, in neutrality, no emotion, and then you tell your mind, okay, let's get angry. Can you do that? There has to be something in order for you to be angry. Otherwise, you cannot. You can't just bring the mind to be angry. You see, there has to be a reason behind it. So the mind happens like that. The mind reacts to things that it receives. Right? So this mind is what we need to understand. That this mind belongs to us. But that mind is not who we are. That's the key. Okay? We use that mind intellectually to make things. Okay? To go earn a living. We have to use the brain and all that. Right? We use that mind. But that mind, that's where we're mistaking that mind is who we are. That mind is not who we are. That mind belongs to who we are. Okay? That's where you need to understand. Because if a person with the right mind, if you are with the right understanding, why would you want to cause suffering to yourself? You would not. Okay? But because you lost yourself with the mind, when the mind becomes angry or upset, and you just go with the flow, and you become the mind, when the mind react angrily or the mind is up, get upset because of the different cause, you're lost. You become that mind and you just go with it. You're not aware of the mental activity that is going on. You see, that is very important. That's why you have to be able to understand this. This is the core teaching. Okay? One of the things from Krishnamurti, he said, if you see things, if you hear things, but let's just see, let's just hear, without evaluating what we see or what we hear, without judging what we see or what we hear, and that goes to with the other three senses also, you know, the smell, the taste, and the touch. If you don't evaluate it, if you don't put value on it, if you don't make any judgment on it, you would be the wisest person in the world. What does that mean? That means you see things, you can hear things, you can smell things, taste and touch, and you just become aware of all those senses, but you don't put, you stay calm, you in neutral. See, there's no reaction from the mind. That's what a peaceful mind is. If you don't judge, you don't put value on things that are perceived through the five senses, then your mind cannot be disturbed. But the trouble is for people, we evaluate things. We put value on everything that we cognize. We put judgment on everything that we cognize. Good, bad, ugly, beautiful, nice, not nice, right? You name it, everything. So, because of that, and now the mind, the emotional mind, react to all of those judgments that we have. Good people, bad people, ugly people, handsome person, right? With all of those activity, your mind jumps up and down from one moment to the next. Without understanding that these are natural phenomena of the mind. Because what do I mean by natural phenomenon of the mind? Let's say you see something, you hear whatever it is, right? Person or whatever, and you have that love or the happy feeling or whatever that arise in you. Okay? So it arises. So the mind is in the good mood. Okay? And after a certain moment, that mood dissipated, right? That mood falls away. And then the next mood, the next emotion arise. Okay? That's how the mind works. Okay? Your mind arise according to whatever that caused it to rise, to whatever emotion that you have, positive or negative or neutral. Okay? The mind rise to that occasion and it falls away, and then it rise again according to the next cause, and the next cause, and the next cause that is coming continuously, non-stop, through the five senses into the sixth sense, the core of who we are, which we call the mind, right? So the mind rise and fall from one moment to the next. Observe those feelings, which is important. If you can practice this, okay, become aware of this mental activity that is happening when the mind. When your mind is happy, you become aware, hey, my mind is happy because this is the cause. And then let's see how long it lasts. And then it will fall away. And then something else happens and the mind arrives to the occasion. And then you see the mind works like that. Okay? That's your own mind. You will start to see your own mind, how your own mind works. Your own mind rise and fall according to the different causes that you encounter, right? That you encounter right now. You encounter all of these different experiences and the mind is changing from one moment to the next, okay? The one moment you are happy, the next moment somebody says something you don't like, negative mind, emotion arise. But if you become aware of all of this changing phenomena of the mind, okay, Then you see, oh, so this is how the mind works. This mind here reacts to things. Okay? It changes from one cause to the next. From one cause to the next. Okay? So, this is the mind, the natural mind. And then, you take it to another step. When the mind arises, based on whatever happy, joyful, or anger, or hatred, upset, or depressed, or whatever, the different, you know, state of mind. Okay? There's a cause, which is the experience that we encounter, which are the cause. But there's another cause that is happening that is inside of us. Okay? Why does the mind react like that? See, that's the next question. So just because you see something nice and beautiful, and then the mind react in a way, right? Let's say you are happy because you get a promotion. You, of course, when you hit the lottery, you're jumping with joy and all that. Or you cry or you get upset. Let's say if you lose your dog, right? You lost your she lost the toys, or we lost a loved one, a parent. Okay, so when all that happens, you see, oh, okay, so this is the mind. It goes up and down, up and down. What is the cause that create all this emotion? You will find out by yourself. Okay, this is for you to find out, but I'm gonna tell you, but you need to also confirm it for yourself, that the cause behind all of this is desire. We desire for something to happen or not happen. Okay? So our emotion is run by desire. Okay? And desire has its root in greed. Okay? And this is a very fine level. There are many levels of greed. Okay? Because for most of the people, when we talk about, when we say greed, we say, oh, I don't have greed. I mean, you know. But there's many kinds of greed. It's not just greed for money, to make a lot of money, to have, you know, big house, to have whatever. Greed is just, even simple desire has its roots in greed. Okay, desire to be beautiful. Okay, that has its root in greed. Okay, and greed is one of the poison in the three poison that the Buddha taught. So that is something to understand. Okay. Now, I know it's probably a lot for a lot of people to take, that, man, how can you live without desire? How can you live without having, you know, a little fun? I mean, isn't that what life is all about? To have a little fun, you know, to have stuff to enjoy, okay? I mean, if you don't get to enjoy, don't get to do to have all these things in life, you know, you may as well, you know, be dead and become a piece of rock. Right? It's not like that. It's not like that at all. The Buddha is full of compassion. And he had a really nice and peaceful life. Okay? And yes, I understand. Nobody can become a Buddha. A lot of people say, I'm not a Buddha. I can't do that. And that is okay. Nobody say you have to be a Buddha, a perfect human being. Okay? But all you have, all you need is this. Yes, you are alive. You like to, what you would like to enjoy life. As long as you can, while you are breathing. That's what we aim for. Right? That's all what we want in life. Right? Just remember that unfortunately life is run by the mind. Okay? Life is run by the mind. If you don't understand your mind is gonna turn your life upside down. That's where the problem is. When the mind is identified as yourself, then you're gonna get turned upside down. But if you get to understand the mind, then you can have a peaceful life. Nobody say you cannot have a nice, joyful life, comfortable life. Okay? But isn't that what everyone wants? But the trouble is, what everyone wants is not what everyone gets, because everyone keep running into problem in life. You see? It's sort of like a backfire, because people do not understand. Okay? So, you need to understand, we need to understand about our emotion, about our attachment, and recognize it, become aware of it, that, oh, this emotion arise because yes, there are causes, there are triggers from the different experiences that you encounter, okay, that you cannot avoid, because triggers are everywhere in nature, all around you and also within you. There's all kinds of triggers that cause mental reaction. But when you become that, this is just the mind activities, and it has nothing to do with you, then you can start to enjoy, you can start to have a real peaceful life, because now you don't go with the flow of the mind anymore. You know what is good for yourself. You know what is not good. Mental activities that create negative energy is not good. You know that. But mental activities that create positive energy, that is good. And you can accept that. So when the emotion arise, you become aware. Okay? You become aware that, oh, there's anger arise in me. That is negative emotion. Okay? Let's say you have a conversation with somebody, especially with your family members, somebody close one. And when you start having a heated argument, you need to catch it right away. Say, here we go. My mind is raising temperature. And that's not me. Okay? The mind is trying to win over the conversation. The mind is trying to express its opinion. My mind, is trying to say that it is right. That its opinion is right. My opinion, which is based on my mind, is based on my own memories, which is based on my own experiences that I have accumulated over the years. Right? My mind, your mind, the same thing. And when you're not aware of this, when you have opinions, when you express your opinion, your idea, and you have heated conversation, argument with somebody, your mind always try to one-up the other person because your mind obviously thinks that it is right. Of course it is right for your mind to think that way because that's all your mind knows. That's all your mind knows. Your mind knows based on the experiences that your mind have accumulated over your lifetime. And it forms opinions and ideas based on that. That's what your mind knows. Is it right or wrong? To your mind, it is right. But is it the ultimate right or wrong? There is no such a thing. Otherwise, there would not be any argument or conflict. Right? The other person also has his or her own mind based on his or her own experiences that he or she accumulated over his or her lifetime. So when the mind clashes, each mind is trying to express that they are right. Okay? There's no right. It's just based on personal experiences. So, need to understand this mental activity. Okay? When you have heated conflict, argument, or whatnot, this is where you need to catch, okay? My mind is acting up again. Is this what I want to do? To raise up because the difficult thing is you don't want to lose when you have an argument or conversation. There's something in you that want to win. Okay? What is that? Ask yourself, what is that you want to win? That is your ego right there. The mind itself that keeps saying that it is right. Okay? that it is right. The other person is wrong. The other person cannot see your point of view. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that, let's say if you have good intention or whatnot, you have to pick your time. If certain time don't work, you have to be smart about it. If you want to help somebody, let's say the argument is comes out from something that, let's say you have good intention, but watch out with that quote, good intention, because a lot of good intention turns out to be harmful. Okay, but in any case, you gotta watch that. When you learn to recognize your own emotion rise up and down and it passed away, the anger rise up and then it falls away. What the feeling that you had yesterday or last week, that you hate somebody, and then when you met some other activity, other whatever experiences, that angry mind was gone, and then you met something else, you become happy. Let's say you had a big fight with somebody, with your spouse, your family, or whatever last week, and then a couple days, a few days later, you happen to hit the lottery, and you become happy. You forgot all about their being angry. You see how the mind changed? The mind rise, and then it passed away. It falls away. We can call it passed away also. The mind is born and the mind dies. The mind appears and disappears. You see? And when that's the thing. When you identify yourself with that, then you're gonna keep going through this. Okay? You have to be able to recognize that and just say, okay, so that's a mind. The mind wants to get upset. Then you say, okay, I see that. The mind is getting upset. Why is that? See, ask that mind. Why is the mind get upset? See, a lot of time people don't stop and ask themselves, because they too busy identify with being upset. They forget to ask that mind, why is the mind upset? What does the mind want? Okay? Again, it's because people identify themselves with the mind, they don't know to ask question. But you know now that you know to ask question. Okay? You have to ask that question. Why is this my mind upset like this? What does it want? Okay? Does it want somebody to be something that they cannot? See? Ask your own mind. Does it want to change somebody? It cannot accept somebody saying something. So the mind, in other words, my mind desire is for somebody to say something not like that, but like this to me. Is that what the mind wants? What is it that my mind wants? See, you have to ask this kind of question to your mind. When you start asking this question, then you start to understand, okay, what does my mind want? Oh, okay. Okay, it wants this person to say this thing. It wants this person to say that thing. Or to do certain things. My mind expects something from that person. And when the person don't do according to what my mind wants, my mind get upset. Oh, That's why my mind get upset. See? Don't say, I almost say, that's why I get upset. You see, that's the thing. It's really quick because that word I come in so fast. Right? You have to say, oh, it's my mind is getting upset because this. Then when you start to, when you can do that, you can start to separate yourself from this mind and understand and follow it. You know, follow what the mind is doing. Okay? You follow what the mind is doing, what the mind wants. Okay? So, after a while, when you start to understand your own mind, and then you will start to understand, oh, why did my mind get angry before? What did it want? Why did it get upset? Why did it get worried? What, you know? And when you can understand that, then you can sort of see things from a different perspective. Okay? If the mind is upset because somebody said something, that means what? That means, oh, my mind did not like what it hear. That person, whoever that person is, doesn't matter, say certain thing and the mind did not like it. So what make the mind not like it? Because person say something negative, right, or whatever. Now you start to understand, oh, so the mind did not like that. So what would the mind like? Oh, my mind would probably like this instead of hearing that. My mind would probably like to hear this. But my mind did not get to hear what it wants to hear. So it get upset. Okay. I got it. So my mind wants to hear something different other than what it heard. So what to do? Well, now you can answer yourself, oh, so my mind wants that person to say things like this, to make itself happy. But the person did not say that. So that's why that my mind was upset. But now you ask yourself, can you change that other person to always say things to make your mind happy? Now you look at the other person, say, that person is the person. How can he or she say all the things to please my mind? Right? That's how you change your mind from being mad or upset. You say, okay, the person is who or he or she is, the way he or she is, based on whatever condition that he or she is in and all the experience that he had. But what my mind can do is that if my mind don't wish for something that they cannot give, then my mind would not be upset. Right, my mind got upset because it did not get to hear what it wants. It did not get to see what it wants. That's why my mind got upset. But if my mind understand that the other person cannot do that, then my mind would be okay with it. Say, oh, that mind over there cannot do that. You see, because you have to understand that all minds that belongs to everybody in this world, all minds are based, I'm sorry to say, on ignorance. The minds of not knowing. The mind, or I'm going to say the mind that is knowing a small fraction of the truth. Okay? It's not that it doesn't know nothing. It knows a little thing, but that little thing becomes its own truth. Right? So you know a little bit about whatever. The other person have a little opinion about something based on. So everyone has a little piece of the truth, and they start saying, my truth is right, your truth is not right. Right? And that's why we have conflicts. That's why we have the sutra based on the blind man and the elephant. I'm sure a lot of you heard of that. The blind men, the five blind men who were in the king, the king led them to ask, and a blind man who feel the trunk of the elephant say that, oh, I know what elephant is. Elephant is like a horse. But to the blind man who feel the ears of the elephant, he said, oh, I know the truth of the elephant. The elephant is shaped like a fan. And the other person who touched the tail, he said, no, you both are wrong. The elephant is just like a broom. You see, we all have a little piece of truth to the ultimate truth. And we holding to our own opinions. And we have fights. See? Why? We are all ignorance. Based on ignorance and with the little things that we know, we think we are that. And because of that, the mind fights. This mind that has little knowledge thinks that it knows everything. My oh my. Endless suffering because of this mind. So watch that mental activities. Be mindful to it, then that's how you live in peace. You stop the fighting. You stop the holding on to the grudge and all that, and you start understanding each other. You start respecting each other. That's how you live. That's how we live, to have a peaceful life. Not I'm right, you're wrong. That's not how we live. Okay? So that's where I'm at right now. We are approaching the end of the hour. So I'm going to wrap it up. So yes, we all, just like I also mentioned in previous episode, we all live our life based on ignorance. So people who rob us, struck us, steal from us, they also do things based on their own ignorance. Okay, with that understanding, then you know what to do. If you see that people are, you know, people with thick level of ignorance, they can do serious harm, then yes, you have to get away from harms, get out of harm's way. You don't just stubbornly stay there. You have to figure out a way to save yourself, of course. You know, you don't fight ignorance with ignorance. All right, so that's all for now. Until next time, all right, you can leave me a message if you like. Namaste.